This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hey guys, Generation Next.
Hello, how are we?
We're having a slight problem getting the music playing, but you know what? We could sing for you.
Oh God, Dylan, I do not want to hear you sing.
Why? No. Are you serious? I have the best shower voice.
Do you want to do it?
No. I got scared.
Oh, that would have been fun.
It would have been fun.
Bumped into my mic. So you are joined by Dylan, Em, and Timmy. Hi guys.
What's going on?
Yeah, not Monday a lot. Night. What did everyone do on the weekend? What did you guys get up to?
I basically did three things. One was cook this amazing split pea soup.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
What's that?
It's kind of like a version of a lentil, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's pretty green. It's sort of, you're eating this green soup. It's kind of strange.
Did it turn out nice?
Yeah, it turned out delicious. I'm a really good cook.
Oh,
FYI. So did that. And then I also am going to do a little bit of a spruce. I co-edit a creative writing journal and we made our final selections over the weekend.
Oh, awesome.
So that was really fun. I read a lot of creative writing pieces. And then I went to an underground cinema event and saw Children of Men.
Oh, which is a fantastic movie.
It was so good. It was so intense. Oh my God, it was really intense. The entire time I was like, my friend's like, it's okay.
It's one of those, it's a sometimes movie. It's one of my favourite movies, but I can't watch it more than like two times a year because it is just, it's so intense.
When did it come out?
Came out in 06, I believe.
Oh, so it's quite old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has Clive Owen. Quite old. He is so dreamy.
Oh, you mean Clive Adler.
Because
like we're totally married.
Because that's Dylan's surname. Anybody who didn't know that who is listening. It's just a little in joke that we've got going on in the studio.
Is that a sign of my age if I don't know who that person is?
Oh my God, have you seen Sin City?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in Sin City. He's the one who was with Brittany Murphy.
Oh.
And
Dreamy. That
so dreamy.
I don't know.
He has that voice. And he was in Shoot 'Em Up as well, which is another sick movie.
And I've never even heard of Shoot 'Em Up.
What has, what's her name? Monica Belushi in it.
Look, as we previously discussed, my pop culture knowledge is rubbish. I don't know who that is either.
Well, what I do know is that we have another stellar show lined up for this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly do.
We've got a surprise of someone
Dylan's
coming.
Dylan's waving
up.
His arms.
Yeah, it's just what I do when I get nervous and scared. We've got a new broadcaster position coming up for anyone out there.
We do. We would like a
lady
to apply. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To join us.
Who's in our LGBTIQ family?
Community.
I like that, Em.
I know. I actually think it's a joy joke. I heard it the other day.
Oh, true.
Thought I was listening to somebody. Yeah. I can't remember who it was. Yes. And so if you would like to apply, how do you go about doing that?
Well, you can send us an email to generationnext@joy.org.au.
Great.
Or visit the Joy website, www.joy.org.au. Follow the links to Generation Next and just apply. Look, we want someone young, fresh, fun.
Yep.
A lady. The show is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's pretty, like, we like to keep informed, but pretty laid back at the same time.
Totally.
Keep on top of some Australian music. If that's something that interests you, you should definitely come on board.
And you get to be on the radio, which is really fun.
Yeah, a little bit nerve-wracking at first, but
Warm to it. You warm to it.
Mm. I went through second puberty the first time I had to announce on the radio, and my voice just totally broke. And I was like, hello, I'm Dylan. It was sexy. It was definitely...
Wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I think we might just cut away.
You're on Joy. Yeah.
Welcome back to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're joined in the studio by Dylan, M and Tim. And during that song, we actually received two text messages from some listeners. So
That's exciting.
Two.
We always love hearing text messages.
Yeah,
so we've actually got... Hobson, oh my God, I'm sorry everybody, my eyesight is absolutely shocking. Okay, so Hobson texted in about Children of Men, which was the movie that we were talking about just before that song.
Yeah. The greatest movie ever.
Yeah, so good, with Dreamy Clive Owen. And Hobson says, the book Children of Men is far, far better than the movie, one of my favourite books. When I heard it was being made into a movie, I was excited, but very disappointed when I saw it. story is quite different too. It's written by P.D. James, and I recommend it. So that's quite interesting. Because sometimes when they do book movie versions, it's quite good.
Yeah.
But at other times...
But then I don't think good would be the adjective. Sometimes there's a lot of them that are quite terrible.
I don't know. The most recent one, obviously, that springs to my mind is Game of Thrones. And that's had a lot of popularity as books as well.
They kept it very close to the story, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't read the books.
Neither have I. But I watched the show and I love it.
I know. I loved it. Actually, a friend, when I was watching Children of Men, and it's quite gruesome. There's a lot of... There's this moment where Clive Owen picks up this enormous brick and just like smashes this guy's face and his like nose goes one way and blood. And I was like, and my friend was like, I'm just so desensitized after Game of Thrones.
They did have one episode entirely dedicated to decapitations.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they had George Bush's head on a spike.
Yeah,
did you guys
hear about that? Yeah.
Season 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. And apparently it wasn't a political claim. It was like, we just have...
Apparently that was the only one that they had lying around, so they just used it.
There's only so many heads in the world, what can I say?
We also got a text in from Tristan who said, "Hey guys, I'm loving your show, listening with a beer."
Ooh, I could go beer right now.
I couldn't because I'm 17.
You are representing the young people on this show.
Don't drink underage children. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. That is
a
message.
That was a very motherly affirmation.
It is
affirmation.
Bad. It is bad. I'm not condoning underage drinking.
Yes.
We've
got a pretty exciting announcement to make at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Generation Next is actually going through a phase of rebranding and, I suppose, modernization.
Yes.
And we're actually encouraging listeners, if you have any skill with graphic designing or Photoshop, if you'd like to make us a new logo, then you can, by all means, send that in. And hopefully it will be able to last for the next 10 years.
Yeah. And you guys, you can send that logo to, again, generationnext@joy.org.au.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a pretty cool program. And at least that way, you know, you get to be involved as well.
Mm. And you'll score a mention on the show. And it could be a good thing to put in your CV.
Absolutely. And it's fun. Like, we want something that really reflects the fun vibe of the show, like something to do with us as presenters, but also something that's not necessarily specific to right now because we want it to last through, you know, the next couple of years. And God knows where us amazing radio stars will be in, you know, a couple of years' time.
Some off, high off place somewhere.
Married to Clive Owen.
Yeah. Partying on Ibiza.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Ibiza? I don't know. It's got two names.
I think it's Ibiza.
Ibiza, okay. But it has a Z.
Because I thought I said I'm partying on a pizza. And I was like, I don't think it's called that.
No. We do have a new segment as well.
Yep.
It's called Queer Experience.
Mm. Mm. So this is kind of a spin-off of the queer questions that we were doing for the past couple of months.
Yeah.
We sort of wanted to get a bit more up close and personal and didn't want to just be relying on the demand of the sort of question, and instead thought we'd share a bit more about ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm having the best night tonight. Generation Next on Joy.
So before the song, we were talking about a new segment that we've got going, which is a personal queer experience.
Yeah.
And Dylan is going to take it away with the first one for the show.
Well, first one, when I was identifying myself as a gay youth, I didn't tell my parents straight away, which I think most people do. I told my friends, and at first I was thinking that, you know, it was going to be a really, really hard experience. And at first it was a bit of a culture shock because I'm from Queensland. So, you know, enough said.
Well, is it enough said?
Well,
can you elaborate?
When I guess like with Queensland, it's pretty stereotypical ochre.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting to get a lot more of a worse reaction than I did, but I was...
You're from quite a small town as well.
Gold Coast.
Oh, I thought you were
from... So not a small town.
No, sorry. I thought you were from somewhere rural. Some reason?
No.
Okay.
But, I had a really wonderful experience with my school and my school friends. At first, like I was saying, a shock to the system.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think after about 2 weeks, everyone was like, you know what? He's still Dill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing's going to change.
How was that 2 weeks for you?
Oh, pretty awkward. I was absent a lot that week.
Right. Yeah.
But it was, at the end of the day, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. You have to do it all at once. And it sucks for a second, but then you're over it. And then 9 out of 10 times, people are just going to go, hey, it's still the same person.
Yeah.
I stand by this fact. Your orientation is about as important as your shoe size. It's only important when it's relevant. Like, you know, when you're buying shoes, of course, shoe size is going to be important. I was going to ramble
that
on.
Really confused me.
What do you mean?
No, I understand. But when you first said it, I was like, what? Is he talking about some weird, like, sexual analogy that I don't understand because I'm not male? What is going on?
No.
No, you're being straight up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so, Timmy, you've got some news.
I do. I'm not sure if our listeners know, but on Saturday there was actually a by-election in Melbourne, which means the member who was representing Melbourne in the state parliament actually resigned. So they had to have a new election to bring in the new
I didn't realise it was because they resigned.
Yeah.
I was wondering what had prompted it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it seemed very upfront as well. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Thanks,
yep.
Tim.
Yep.
That's all. That's my pleasure, guys.
Learning. Constant learner. Yeah.
But, yeah, so they had the votes yesterday and they were telling them all last night and continued to do so this morning.
Yeah.
And from that, the Labor candidate, Jennifer Kanas, actually won and... I think she won by, 700 votes over the Greens candidate, who was Cathy Oak.
That's quite tight, isn't it?
It is quite close, yes. But the Greens actually won on the primary.
What does that mean?
So it means, Labor won because when people voted for the Australian Sex Party and a candidate called Behram Ahmed, who is actually a young Victorian of the Year, and he's an advocate for the African community in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. I'm in North Melbourne and his posters are everywhere.
Yeah,
he's
fantastic.
In the inner city area?
Yeah, he is.
Because his photo is everywhere and I was like, I don't know who you are, but yeah.
Yeah,
but he would be because you live in North Melbourne and he's part of the Melbourne electorate. That yeah. He's going for the, yeah.
It makes sense now.
Yeah. So basically, when people were following the way that those parties urged their supporters to vote, they put the Australian Labor Party before the Greens, which means their vote actually went to us on the two-party preferred basis, which meant that we eventually got over the line on the preferences.
Oh, wow. So that means that it's that you're holding the seat not necessarily because that's what the democratic people of Melbourne want, but rather the people who are politically elected.
Yeah. But the people who were voting for those parties, I think on a large part knew that their preferences were going to Labor.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk in the media that the Labor primary like dropped and that it collapsed and it's been a massive travesty. But when you look at it, the Labor primary vote only came down 2%, which when looking at the grand scheme of things, it's not that much. And then when you look at the sentiment towards Labor on a federal level, it's quite a good result.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd talk briefly about that because I was quite involved in the Labor campaign.
Yeah. 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 It's pretty cool as well to keep learning, community radio station for the City of Melbourne. So it's
absolutely.
Interesting. We're going to go to some announcements now.
Yes. I mean, it's important messages.
Generation Next. Love it.
Hi, guys. Generation Next. You are with Dylan, Timmy and Em. And we are joined in the studio by Lauren Proudfoot. I've got this tiny little bio, which I'm going to read out. So Lauren has been doing an exhibition called Street Shot, which is a health promotion arts project for young people to raise awareness about viral hepatitis. Hi, Lauren. How you going?
Hi, how are you going?
Do you want to tell us a bit about Street Shot?
Yeah, so I'm actually the young people's educator at an organisation called Hepatitis Victoria. And we do a few different things. But in the young people's program, I guess my main role is to go out into the community and educate young people about what viral hepatitis is, what that all means. And we have a really strong focus on preventing transmission of the virus. So we run this photography competition to kind of dangle a bit of a carrot in front of young people to get them interested in learning about a health issue. And then we have an exhibition that runs for a week, usually around World Hepatitis Day, which is this Saturday, clashing with the opening of the Olympics. So,
timing.
Yeah, so we're going to do something a little bit earlier in the week. We'll chat about that in a minute.
Yeah, cool.
Fantastic.
Cool.
So what health risks are people with hepatitis vulnerable to?
Okay, so if you break the word hepatitis down, it means inflammation of the liver. So itis means inflammation. You guys can probably come up with some other itis, tonsillitis, bronchitis. They're all just an inflammation of that part of the body. And hepat is the ancient Greek word for liver. So it means your liver swells up, and if that continues for a long enough period of time, you can get some scarring and can go on to have some serious complications. But I guess some of the symptoms that people might live with, so it's considered to be a chronic illness. Hepatitis B and C would both be chronic illnesses. And when the liver gets inflamed, it doesn't function properly. It does over 500 important but not very sexy jobs in our body. And so if people are suffering from viral hepatitis, sometimes they can have quite bad symptoms like fatigue and nausea. Some people have trouble sleeping. And so one of the other complications is if you don't treat it, it can have some impacts. With hepatitis B, 20 to 30% of people might go on to develop liver cancer if it's left undiagnosed and
that's
untreated.
Huge.
Yeah, so it's a really big problem worldwide, hepatitis B. There's about 350 million people living with chronic hep B across the world. And so we're really lucky to live here in a country like Australia where we have access to pretty good healthcare system. It's not perfect, like anything, but so we encourage people to go out and get testing for hepatitis B or C to find out, you know, if they've got it and what the steps are from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Lauren, what's Hepatitis Victoria's mission? Like their mission?
Mission. We wear capes and we fight. Yeah. So we're the peak body. We're a not-for-profit community organisation that works across the state for people affected by or at risk of viral hepatitis. There's a few different programs across the organisation. The Young People's Program is part of that, but we also have an Aboriginal program, a prisons program, advocacy and community participation. So we all wear a few different hats, but so we try and not only raise awareness but also fight some of the stigma and discrimination that comes along with hepatitis C in particular, because 90% of new infections here in Australia at least are through injecting drug use, so sharing any equipment that might, because it's blood to blood transmission,
right?
Yeah.
So anything that might have blood on it is a means to transmission. But with young people, a lot of the time we focus on tattooing and piercing, especially if that's done.
We're laughing because still has like eyebrow
and tattoos
and studs and things.
And so most of the time, you know, if that's done in the studio by professionals that follow infection control
and
guidelines. But if it's done, you know, with a tattoo gun off eBay, I'm not telling your listeners anything they don't already know, that you can buy them pretty cheap.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Oh. Young people sometimes don't realise that this virus is out there. Because of its strong association with injecting drug use, it doesn't get talked a lot about in schools and things like that. So we try and find different avenues, and the photography competition is one of the ways we get a foot in the door. So
So the photography competition, what inspired that? How did that start?
Well, like all good things, we copied someone else. So we are part of a whole bunch of different organisations that work across the country under the umbrella of Hepatitis Australia. So we've got Hepatitis New South Wales as well, and they first ran this competition back in 2009. We picked it up and ran with it in 2010 because we thought it was a really good initiative to get into schools and some of those harder to reach young people and give them some education about hepatitis and give them an incentive. So there's over $2,000 in prize money that we offer.
That's pretty good.
And if they've got a little bit of an interest in photography, or it sometimes develops that out of them, you know, they get to see their work up in a proper art gallery here in Melbourne for a week-long exhibition. So that's kind of a nice thing as well.
For an awesome purpose as well. I mean, that's pretty cool, like having, you know, raising awareness on such an important issue.
Yeah, and we offer as well some travel grants and things for the organisations that participate to get down to Melbourne. So we've had services this year participate all the way up to Wodonga, down to Warrnambool. Cranbourne is the furthest east we kind of got.
Right, so statewide.
So I have a fun job travelling around in April and May doing all the education. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I really enjoy it. I get a lot out of it.
Yeah,
so it's,
sounds
it's a nice thing
that's
to do.
Awesome.
Cool project. Yeah.
Do you want to hang around for a song?
I would love to.
Fantastic.
Generation Next.
You certainly are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We're joined in the studio by Lauren Proudfoot, who's from Hepatitis Victoria. And how are you, first of all?
And I'm not fully sick like the little intro, and I guess that's kind of what we do in my program. Oh, that's my job, to stop
segue.
People getting fully
that was
sick.
Brilliant.
That's a great segue.
Do you reckon you could give us some figures about Hep B and C in Australia?
Yeah, so I mentioned before that there's many, many million people living with chronic hepatitis B worldwide. But here in Australia, just to put it into context, there's about 170,000 Australians that are living with chronic viral hepatitis, and about 221,000 Australians living with chronic hep C.
I just display my ignorance? Chronic, what does
well,
that
so
mean?
Well, so chronic just means long term. So we kind of split it up differently, because there is hepatitis A as well. Mm-hmm. But with that one, you get sick for a week, couple of weeks maybe, and then you clear the virus and you can't get it again. So that's one of the reasons that a vaccination works for hepatitis A.
Okay.
Same can be said for hep B. So that's one way that we try and combat hepatitis B here in Australia, is through a vaccination program. So babies at birth are vaccinated usually, unless their parents object. And there's also a catch-up program in high school. So most people get covered through that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said before, no system's perfect, and there are some vulnerable or at-risk groups that kind of sometimes can miss out on that vaccination. So if you've got young people who've had a disrupted schooling, they might not get their full vaccination. So if you combine hep B and C together in Australia, there's over 400,000 people living with both of those illnesses. So that's roughly 2% of the population.
Whew, it's huge. So back to the art exhibition. Do you want to just tell us very, very quickly just a little bit about where it's on and where we can go to find out more information?
Yep. So until Sunday, you can head on down to the QV Gallery, the QV building, to No Vacancy Gallery. The exhibition is up and it's ready for viewing from tomorrow, 12 till 5.
Cool.
And we're having an opening on Thursday night. So that's kind of why I've come on tonight to promote that. It's 6 to 8. There's going to be nibbles and a few drinks around, but remembering that our message is to love your liver and keep it healthy. Alcohol is one of the things that can damage it. But we'd love to see listeners of Generation Next come on down and check out the gallery and
Sounds
see
cool.
the work that other young people
have
come up with.
Yeah, it's just around the corner in the city.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It sounds like a really great project, and it was really informative as well to learn about hepatitis.
Yeah, thanks again, Lauren.
No problem.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
Yay! And we heard Dylan singing.
It was fabulous.
And the birds didn't die.
And the windows didn't smash.
This is Generation Next's Gay School, the informative part of Generation Next.
Yeah. Well, what we had before was informative.
Yeah.
It's more like the newsy current affairs part.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Just to correct you. I'm not cutting you down. I'm sorry, Dill.
Troops march in San Diego Gay Pride in uniform. Now, this is a really cool thing, because previously in the States, if they had their don't ask, don't tell policy. So if you said that you were gay, you were immediately dismissed from the army.
Yeah.
And some of the loudest cheers Saturday at San Diego's Gay Pride Parade were for active duty troops marching in military dress. The first time the US service members participated in such an event while in full uniform.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Spectators waved signs reading, "Thank you for your service." A woman held a placard that said, "My gay son is a naval officer."
Oh, that's great. I actually would have been really interested in following the kind of social media response to that as well.
Yeah,
wish I'd kind of been aware of it as it was happening. I think it'd be quite interesting. Yeah. Anyway, next topic is that a new group called Queenslanders for Equity was formed over the weekend.
Equality.
Oh, thank you. This is like the second time tonight that my eyesight's failed me. Equality. Queenslanders for Equality was formed over the weekend to protest what is seen as growing conservatism in Queensland. And we've been talking over the past few weeks about what's been happening with Campbell Newman coming in and all of the lovely reforms that he's been doing. So basically this group has formed to combine the forces of various community groups and people of all political persuasions to, and I quote, to take on the Newman government's focus on taking rights away from gay and lesbian Queenslanders. So they had a gathering in the park on the weekend where a whole bunch of different political representatives were there, which included Labor opposition leader Anastasia Palaszczuk, Labor MP Jackie Tradd, PFLAG's Shelley Argent, and farmer and lobbyist David Graham, and a couple other people. I'm not going to continue into that very long list. And they were joined by the Australian Marriage Equality convener, Alex Greenwich, who called on sympathetic federal LMP members to show their support for marriage equality in Canberra. So I thought that this was a really great initiative because the things that Campbell Newman's changing, like they are affecting all Queenslanders in addition to the LGBTIQ community.
Absolutely.
And I think it's fantastic that that community can kind of come together and protest against what's going on.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, the next piece of news that we're going to be looking at is the Federation of Gay Games announced 7 cities that have expressed an interest in bidding for the right to host the games in 2018. And for those of you who aren't aware, the Federation of Gay Games is basically a queer version of the Olympics. Or the Commonwealth Games, I suppose. Yeah, I know. I'd love to go to that. But Paris, Amsterdam, Rio de Janeiro, London, Orlando, Limerick and Sao Paulo are in the running, which is... It's a huge...
All so fun. What great cities.
I know.
Yeah.
Imagine going to Paris to see that. It would just be a beautiful excuse to go to Paris. The Games have featured thousands of LGBT athletes and artists since they were first held in San Francisco in 1982. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
I mean, Darwin was also has also been selected to host the Asia Pacific Out Games in May 2014, which is a little bit different, but... Mm. That'd be also something cool to go to, I think. Mm,
very cool. And great to see kind of Darwin as a city up there.
Yeah,
in addition to like Paris, Rio de Janeiro, London.
You don't see Darwin hosting many world-class events, I suppose.
No. I wonder if there'll be like crocodile wrestling or something.
Maybe.
Well, it could be. You never know. Another fun good news story is that the outgoing City of Sydney councillor Shane Mallard will be the first gay member of the Liberal Party to take part in a same-sex marriage. I'm sorry, that's my very bad typing skills, in same-sex marriage, after announcing plans to marry in Denmark next year. So speaking about his upcoming wedding to his Danish partner of more than a decade, Mallard mentioned there was plenty of support for marriage equality within Liberal Party ranks, despite Federal Coalition leader Tony Abbott's position against it. You look like you want to say something to me.
I do. I think that on social media, I think probably a lot of the LGBTI community has probably given this person quite a bit of flack for being in the LNP when they've got such a strong policy line against it. But I think when you look at it, he's sort of doing the same thing that Penny Wong did in the Labor Party, where she advocated within the party lines to bring in equal rights for gay people and stuff like that. So I think he should be championed for doing what he's doing.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people in our community actually vote Conservative.
Yeah.
We are a conservative community. I'm not conservative. Mm. But
yeah, I know that... Oh, this is a really badly jogged memory. I cannot remember who said it, but somebody said, you know, what? Like, why would we even want marriage anyway? Marriage is an outdated institution, like fully advocating for equality, but just not marriage in and of itself.
I mean, look, I totally think that marriage equality is an issue, but I'm not a marriagey person. I'm allergic to that whole thing.
Mm.
It's,
Yeah. 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 So two different issues there, I guess, kind of equality and marriage for some people.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Well, last week we also reported on Queensland's gay panic law.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And after the Queensland government decided to reject recommendations calling for an abolishment of the gay panic defence, which is if you think someone is coming onto you that's gay, you have rights to hit them.
Yeah.
No.
Is it?
Was revealed that a man who used the defence as an excuse for killing another man in 2008 walked free from jail, leading to renewed calls to close the loophole. Wayne Rux was brutally bashed to death on the grounds of Maribor's St. Mary Catholic Church in July 2008. And yeah, under Queensland's provocation laws, the claim of non-violent homosexual advance can be used as a defence in murder or assault court cases.
Yeah, this is actually quite crazy. Two men were charged with 10 years imprisonment for a murder case. And this happened in 2008, and one of the guys has just got let off for good behaviour.
Yeah.
Which is appalling as a result of this loophole in the law of gay panic defence.
And Ruck's mother said her son was not gay and that this is just a loophole in the law that was literally used to get away with murder.
I think it's disgusting myself.
Absolutely.
I would not want to be living in Queensland right now.
No, I'm a proud Queenslander, and I couldn't. It's just
you're in Melbourne.
I'm
now.
In Melbourne. I love
jump
Melbourne.
Jump ship.
I converted.
We got to go to some announcements.
Yes.
Sorry, I was looking at our little computer screen because we actually got a text in from a listener.
Oh, that's exciting.
They mentioned Tim Wilson, who I believe is a political commentator / politician. I could be incorrect about that, but he's also a gay conservative, and he's also getting engaged.
That's sweet.
Interesting. Yeah, it ties on with that City of Sydney.
I've heard of him, but I had no idea that he was gay. Interesting.
It is interesting. Hey, guys, we are nearly about to finish up for another Monday night, which is always sad. Before we go, we just wanted to share a very cool event that Minus 18 is doing. Now, you guys might remember we've had...
Micah.
I know. Micah. I'm sorry, Micah. From Minus 18, which is a group that is for the LGBTIQ community and for young people within that community. And I went with Emma when Emma was also co-hosting the show. We went to the same-sex formal together, which was really fun. And they do a range of other different events. And they've got one coming on this weekend at the Science Works Planetarium. And I'm just going to read its little promo, which starts off now. Which is very exciting. It's pretty much a given that the young people of Melbourne love ScienceWorks. So at our next social event, we'll be exploring the main complex, including all the bits you love, as well as checking out the show Black Holes at the Planetarium. How much fun is that? So it's $10 for a full ticket or $5 for a concession card. And it's on Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 1:30 till 4:30. And if you're interested, you can meet at the front of Southern Cross and then as a group travel to ScienceWorks by train.
That would be the most fun thing to go to.
I think it'd be awesome.
I love the planetarium so much.
Minus do rock climbing as well. I want to go along to the rock climbing. I love rock climbing.
Great event.
I hate rock climbing. Heights are horrible.
Oh, heights are beautiful.
Well, there's something for everyone.
There is.
Minus 18.
They're wonderfully diverse.
Cool, guys. So that might be it for our show Generation Next for tonight.
Stick around next week. We've got for next week's show, we'll be joined by Ed, who makes an awesome blog called The Pop Opportunity. And he's going to have an awesome pop culture segment.
Yes, which is going to keep you very informed. Well, I personally have no pop culture knowledge, as has been evidenced by tonight.
Well, hopefully that'll be able to give our listeners a bit of a more knowledge about pop culture
things. Yeah, it'll be really fun. Yeah, definitely. Really fun. See you later.
Bye,
Generation
guys.
Generation Next.
Generation Next.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.